Hello, Pastor Deborah here again. And once again, we're in another wonderful teaching episode of the King and Kingdom series, Our Leadership Development, Spiritually. This is episode number 23, and I like to give it the title, And Now Comes the Days of the King and the Kingdom of Heaven on Earth. We have to learn that we are spiritual kings, and we have a kingdom to bring to ourselves, our spirit, soul, and body, and out through us to nature, the earth, to all of humanity, to the nations, to the solar systems, to all the enemies of the kingdom of heaven. But of course, we didn't know that, and we probably still don't know much about it if we do know it. I learned a lot of this from Dr. Miles Monroe of the Bahamas Faith Ministries. He was an excellent teacher, and he was teaching on how we, humanity, are ignorant spiritual kings of a kingdom, a land, a nation, a government that we know nothing about. He was of African descent, living in the Bahamas, but he was under the colony of England. So he learned British law, British culture, British language, nothing of the African. And from that, I learned that I was an ignorant spiritual king. And I needed lots and lots of teaching and education. And Dr. Miles Monroe provided that for me. I watched his videos on YouTube over and over. I took notes. I read all of his books. And out came this wonderful series of the King and Kingdom and how we were ignorant leaders. So here in this episode, number 23, we're picking up where we left off. We were talking about how God, this great I Am, you may call him Allah or something else, prophetically speaks to humanity. Now he has a capability of talking through nature because he has given nature a voice. He can talk in dreams. He can come himself or send angels to talk with us. But a lot of times when he wanted to talk to us, he would talk through somebody. He'd give them some information, but it was always weird. It was like, we call it prophetic language. You didn't understand it. It was sort of like hidden in codes or fairy tales or all kinds of things, but it always meant spiritual things that we did not understand. So he had to talk to us in the natural realm to help us understand spiritually. So here in Isaiah, who was one of the early prophets of this God of creation, this great I Am, of Christianity, of the Bible, and of many different religions, he talked through this prophet named Isaiah, and he was telling Isaiah many things about what was to come for humanity spiritually. But he talked to him in a language in the natural that we would understand. And we're going to pick up in Isaiah 60, where we had left off, and we're going to just go through a few more scriptures so you can get a basic understanding of this God talking to you in a prophetic language. But remember, it's all related to the spiritual, but it's talked to us from the natural. So just listen, and you'll get an understanding if you ask, what does he really mean? Because you can get a natural explanation and think it means things in the natural world physically, but it's really a spiritual explanation. When you are ignorant of spiritual things, God has to use nature, humanity, what we can see with our five senses to understand the unseen realm. So let's listen. We'll pick up in Isaiah 60, verse 11, and see how far we can get in this new spiritual teaching video. This is God speaking to Isaiah now. So sometimes if you have a strange thought sometimes, or a dream, or you're reading books, or watching movies, or listening to music. Sometimes it can be God will speak to you. Do you know that one time I looked at a beautiful rose, and it started talking to me? Have you ever talked to nature? Or had a squirrel or a cat or a talk to you? Now sometimes it's not God, because there is another spiritual kingdom called the kingdom of darkness, and they have all kinds of creatures that can talk through nature as well, because they've implanted themselves in nature, in the water, in the elements, in the sky, and even in people. So you have to be very careful. Sometimes if you look at somebody, you can see it in their eyes, or you get this weird, creepy feeling when you see some of their pictures or paintings or story, or even you get near them, you have a weird feeling that that's from that other spiritual kingdom coming through, trying to reach you spiritually. So here in Isaiah 60, verse number 11, let's see how far we can get in this teaching video for you. All right, this is Isaiah talking to the nation of Israel. Remember, the word Israel means prince. So he's really talking to all of humanity who are to be spiritual princesses of the kingdom of heaven. These were the words that God was speaking to Isaiah, trying to help humanity be encouraged, have a word of encouragement, and to know what's coming. But, you know, most of the time we have no clue. We are ignorant. We don't know much. We just see things happening. And we get caught up in the emotions and caught up in everything. So let's continue. Isaiah 60. Therefore, your gates of your city, your spirit, shall be open continually unto me, and these gates shall not shut day or night. God is saying, in the natural, he's going to bring a lot of things to the city of Jerusalem through the gates. But he's really talking about our spiritual gates. And that men may bring unto you the forces of the Gentiles. What would that be? That's prophetic language. And their kings may be brought. What were the forces of the Gentiles? Strength, maybe? Wealth, maybe? Rulers of nations, maybe? Power, authority, leadership? Good questions to be asking and studying. And their kings may be brought. Well, who are they? Are they the leaders, the politicians? Probably. Verse number 12. For the nation, that means the people, and the kingdom, that means the kingdom of darkness, believe it or not, that will not serve you shall perish. Now, is he talking about humanity? No. He's talking about the nation of demonic spirits under Satan and their kingdom of darkness, because they'll never serve you. Even if you think they are your friend, they'll never serve you. They have their own purposes. They are only using us to fulfill their five-eye wheels of Satan and to have their kingdom of darkness on earth. So they're going to perish. Now God is also trying to put a warning in us that go after humanity, pray for them. We don't want to lose them to this ignorance and darkness. Okay? Even after their spiritual death, we don't want to lose them into the lake of fire. We want them to be called before the judge, and in ignorance, which it is, they will be forgiven, and they will not have to go into the lake of fire for eternity. Verse number 13, the glory of Lebanon shall come unto you. What is that? Well, Lebanon had trees. Well, he is saying it could be that the glory of nature shall come unto you. The fir tree, the pine tree, and the box tree together. So he's saying in nature, when this happens, when your gates are open and you're getting continual spiritual education and knowledge, and you rise up to be the king, nature will come to you. The trees will come to you. Do you know I have a feeding cat, and a lot of feral cats, and I feed them out in the woods. And when I see a tree surrounded by other trees, I know it's a mama tree and her babies. And I pray over them, and I touch them, and I thank them, and I bless them. I'm working with nature. And why would nature come to you? It's to beautify the place of my sanctuary. What's his sanctuary? Our spirits. God says our spirit is his sanctuary, his holy of holies, his high place, his tower. He wants nature to come to us and be a part of our sanctuary. And what will it do? It will beautify, because you will be given rulership, and nature will come to you and say, we are here as your servants. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. God says, I want to come into your spirit. I want a holy of holies there. I want my sanctuary there. I want it beautified by your relationship to nature. I want nature to bow to you on this planet Earth. And I will make my place where I live in your spirit, where my feet, my presence is, glorious. Can you imagine that? God saying all of that in these scriptures. And I want to end right here. I don't like to go too far because this stuff is deep. When nature can serve you, I'll tell you a story. I was taking a walk years ago, and all of us, I have eagles flying over where I live in the woods. And this eagle started talking to me, and you think that's weird. He's flying over me, and he said the dogs in all the neighborhoods were barking and sending messages through each other, which you can see in the 101 Dalmatians movie by Walt Disney. Dogs were carrying a message to get to this eagle to tell me that a man on a motorized bicycle was coming to shoot me on my walk. I had become an irritant and an enemy to Satan's kingdom on earth, because I was working in the deeply hidden spiritual kingdom of darkness and getting a lot of Satanist witches, Illuminati, third world leaders and politicians and saved. Chosen children, people, bloodlines, were now getting messed up and becoming children of God. So this eagle started telling me the dogs were telling him about this man coming to kill me. And I'm going, I had not ever had nature speak to me like that. But God told me at that moment that because I had been praying for nature, the animals who are cruelly treated in laboratories, killed and hunting and eaten and tortured and left to starve. Do you know what the Chinese people do? They will capture dogs, torture them to get their adrenaline and cortisol, kill them so they can have an aphrodisiac. That's right. Go study that. And I was praying for these animals and for nature. And I was wanting a relationship with them. And so the dogs were trying to help me to tell the eagle to tell me. So I got the message. And because I had risen up as a protector through prayer for animals and nature, and I'd even been speaking to thunder and the wind, telling it did not need to serve Satan anymore. It was to serve me, the righteous king of heaven. Now, this was after a lot of studying, so I could do this. So I prayed down and canceled that assignment. And lo and behold, in just a few minutes, a man I'd never seen on a motorized bicycle came in my neighborhood down my street with a jacket. And he rode past me, and then he turned around, and the plan was, on his way out, he was going to shoot me with a gun, a pistol with a silencer on it, and I'd fall over dead in the street. And he'd be gone. And nobody would know what happened. I'd be dead. Well, because the dogs knew the plan, don't you ever think that dogs and cats and birds and squirrels and animals and flowers cannot hear the thoughts. They can be told from God what the plans are to pass the message. Humanity is supposed to be a servant of the animals, protecting it, providing for it, blessing it. But that's not what we've done. So I had to learn that God had plans for me and nature. And so when the fir trees, he is saying here from Lebanon, and the trees come unto his sanctuary, which is me, where he wants to sit down and rest, then his sanctuary and his feet will be a place of glory. Now you get that deep in your mind. And that's how prophetic language works. And I just gave you a couple of scriptures, and we'll pick up again in the next episode. Keep working, because then we get to Isaiah 61 and 62, and we learn more about our conditions, ourselves, and what God wants to do for us to be a king, a leader, and be to bring his kingdom of heaven on earth through us spiritually and out to the seen world. All right, I'll talk with you on the next episode. Bye-bye.